Choreographer Christopher Cowie Morgan's early training in hula crept slowly into his work as a practitioner of contemporary modern dance, and today his work is a hybrid of all he has learned. His new dance theater work, Pohaku, represents a return long in coming to the dance traditions of his family heritage, and as he prepares for its Maui premiere, we spoke about the origins of the piece.
There were a few different points of departure. One was, as a child growing up in California, I danced hula with my family. Both my parents are originally from Hawaii. And so that was an important part of my upbringing. And it kind of fell away by the age of 7 or 8 as we stopped doing that as a family.
Mm-hmm.
Many years later, as I was a modern dancer, living and working in many places around the world, but particularly at a certain time in my career in New York City, I started to really reflect back on that time dancing hula as a kid and felt like it had made an important imprint on my work as an artist in a modern and contemporary idiom. So I started to become curious about reconnecting to that. So that curiosity led to me getting in touch with my cousin, the late Kumuhula John Kayumikawa, and we initiated some conversations about maybe spending some time together, me studying with him. He had been an important teacher for my sisters when they were young women starting to learn to dance hula back in the 1980s. So these different interests intersected, this call that I felt as well as the reconnection with my cousin. Unfortunately, he passed right before we were supposed to spend some time working together, so we never got that opportunity. But I studied with some of his hula dancers that had been with him from the beginning of the halau, and that really became an important stepping stone for me to move into this work.
I would think, Christopher, that you could hardly have found a better connection, because he was really about hula in its purest form and tracing it back to ancient times, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Working with Elsie Ryder, the current kumuhula of John's halau, has really opened my eyes to just how deep that knowledge goes back and how pure it is. And it's one of the things that's been really exciting and also challenging for me, is to try and get in touch with that purity as I execute the movement, as I try and go about things in a respectful and right way or a pono way.
Yeah.
I want to connect to that, but I also want to embrace who I am as a modern person living in the current times and away from the islands, away from the aina, and embrace the multiplicity of selves that I have as a mixed-race person, as someone who grew up away from the island. So kind of honoring and respecting that purity that is so important to John's work, while also being true to myself in the present, is where a lot of the tension and, I think, therefore, artistry and innovation lie.
Well, Christopher, if you weren't true to yourself as an individual, you wouldn't be true to John, would you?
Well put, sir. That is very well put. I think that is an important ethos behind so much of what's at the heart of his work and his belief system.
Which allows for hula, or dance, to transform as a product of modern times.
Absolutely. My kumu, Elsie, John Haumana, really says that it is a living art form, a living, breathing art form. And while we need to honor the tradition and make sure when things are meant to be done correctly and pure and in a very traditional way, that is the case. But it is also a living and breathing art form. So, I think that is a very relevant and important part of the work.
I'm also wondering, Christopher, that early training in hula, that it kind of has to have seeped into your later work, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think that was one of the things that started to pique my curiosity about returning to hula. I was so young when I was learning it, between the ages of 3 and 8, that I didn't have a good intellectual grasp of the movements that I was doing. Sometimes I, of course, understood the gestures, that a certain hand movement might mean flower or rain.
Sure.
But there were deeper things behind it that I didn't really know, and my grasp of the language connected to the hula was not strong at all. It was more of a call and response, or a repetition and mimicry.
Mm-hmm.
And then years later, when I looked at the body of my developing work in modern dance, I started to realize that there was an innate sense of storytelling.
Yes.
And a use of gesture in the work that I could really trace back to hula. So, yeah, the connection runs deep.
Well, once you get even a little bit of a feeling for what hula is about, I found myself feeling that things in it that could be, it could inform any type of dance around the world, because it's, for one thing, it's rooted in the earth, and as opposed to sort of leaping for the sky all the time in a very different way. And also the whole function of narrative storytelling, you know, extended narrative storytelling that can be very specific to a story. Yeah?
Absolutely. You know, I think of modern dance pioneers who shucked their ballet shoes and wanted their feet to feel the earth and the floor more deeply. Mm-hmm. And that is very connected to some of the principles, you know, of staying low to the ground, of dancing aha, and really feeling that connection to earth. And the storytelling, even in abstract modern dance, when I have been a performer or maker of that, the sense of imagery that goes into the ways modern and contemporary dancers and choreographers work is so rich and multifaceted, the textures that they're trying to draw with the body. In hula, it's often really about the gestures of the hands and the arms and the expression on the face. But I think in modern dance, there's a lot of relationship to that. And even if it ends up not looking narrative or have a clear meaning in modern, a lot of times the way to that result has been full of similar imagery that is evoked in the hula.
I would think, for example, that Martha Graham would have had a lot of sympathy for a hula tradition.
My goodness, wouldn't she? I mean, the gestures and the kind of drama of her work. Mm-hmm. And yeah, absolutely. I think that makes a lot of sense. You know, she was so attracted to ancient mythology in many ways from you know, Greek and Roman mythology, but I think that intersection is real and tangible.
It also sort of offers up the idea that there are few future dance hybrids we haven't even imagined yet to be created, yeah?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because that was, I think, one of the reasons why this work has been so slow for me to develop. I have been wary of fusion and hybrid forms, you know, blending hula and modern dance, because in other traditions I've seen it done, and sometimes it's not successful in some ways. I wanted to make sure that if I was doing the hula, that I was approaching it, you know, thoroughly with depth and a proper approach, and trying to learn the movement with integrity. And then as in the moments of the work where we're connecting that to modern dance or expanding on either vocabulary, I wanted that to feel integrated and seamless and not like a mashup. And I think that's, you know, something that we worked very carefully at.
Dancer choreographer Christopher K. Morgan is in Hawaii for the Maui premiere of Pohaku, a new dance theater work at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center's Castle Theater. It's on Thursday, April 14th at 7:30 p.m.
Support for today's programming comes from the 11th Annual Hawaii Book and Music Festival, celebrating reading, storytelling, and music, April 30th and May 1st on the grounds of Honolulu Hale. Event schedule online at hawaiibookandmusicfestival.com.
Umulokai, Ulanai, Umau, Ukaholabe, Ohavai.
In our backyard quiz today, someone I think you know well. Any regular HPR listener will recognize the iconic voice of our president and general manager, Michael Titterton. If you've been listening during Challenge 2016, you'll know that this will be Michael's last drive at the helm. In honor of the man, the myth, the legend who brought HPR to radios across the state, today's backyard quiz concerns Michael Titterton himself. His many humorous quips are mainstays of pledge drives. One in particular is commonly heard from Michael in the wake of a particularly timely or generous pledge. Can you name it? Call us at 941-3689 or 877-941-3689 if you know the answer. And the first one to get it right gets the t-shirt.
The English are best. I wouldn't give talents for all of the rest. The rottenest bits of these islands of ours, we've left in the hands of three unfriendly powers. Examine the Irishman, Welshman.
This is The Conversation on HPR, Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Chris Vandercook, and for today's international news, here's a look at global events from Deutsche Welle.